Yeah, the sands of the hourglass are winding away for another hour. You're listening to Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. My name is I, Robin Booker. Indeed, welcome back, and thank you again for joining us as we take this music adventure. Here on Spirit Soul Music, we explore the modern spiritual in word and song through its hidden meanings, as well as its beauty, lament, and hope.
And it's halo lights above us on the sky. Imagine all the people here be for days. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll come and join us, and the world. Sessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. The brotherhood of man.
Game bip, feel that way. do, but I always get them precious. Ain't that something that has no meaning? They're there just to bring you down. But what's rightly yours is always kept the secret. You find you keep on losing out. To the bridge now, every day, every way, change your style so you can say it's fine, just fine. Go fine, just fine. Fine, just fine. To the bridge now, every day, every way, change style so you can say it's fine, just fine. Go fine, just fine.
Kindness is timeless, love is so easy to give. It just takes
There's always a message in the music. And as February is that month that folk tend to recognize love a bit more than usual during the year, we're quietly focusing on love as well, which is why we played that tune from Miss India Irie. Actually, she's part of a stellar collection of artists that teamed up with Sergio Mendez for the 2008 presentation entitled Timeless. And India Irie is the artist that presents the title tune, reminding listeners that love never goes out of style. And kindness is timeless. From across the pond. Omar Lafouque from The Collection. We heard his inspirational tune entitled Fine. Prior to that was a very interesting combination, one that was first released in the mid to late 70s. It was a combination of a couple of label mates, those label mates being the Average White Band, which hails from Scotland, and Benny King, who's best known for penning the tune Stand By Me. Well, they teamed up for an album called Benny and Me. And there are a couple of covers on that album that I played for you. The first was Someday We'll All Be Free, first made popular by Donny Hathaway, which the instrumental at the end of that transitions into John Lennon's Imagine, a good cover on both aspects, and something I hope you enjoyed hearing. This is Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. My name is I. Robin Booker, and we're going to continue lockstep here, bringing you the good music on the other side of station identification.
Your classical and jazz station, this is member-supported WRTI 90.1 FM Philadelphia, 91.3 WRTQ Ocean City Atlantic City, 90.7 WRTL Ephrata Lebanon Lancaster, 91.1 WRTY Jackson Township Mount Pocono, 91.7 WJAZ Somerdale Harrisburg, 91.7 WRTX Dover, and 89.3 WRTJ Coatesville, a broadcast service of Temple University, also available in HD.
Myself around. I put your lies in the bright nightgown. Bright nightgown. Bright nightgown. You can't fight the fella in the bright nightgown. The eagle flies on Friday. My baby wants to bash. With a roller party cash. Right then, a couple little brothers deadly put me on the ground. Do the steal, leave me the deal with the fella in the bright nightgown. Bright nightgown, bright nightgown. You can't fight with the fella in the we
Yeah, we always try new things here. And if it's music, it's really not new. So the tune you just heard actually came from Donald Fagen's 2006 collection called Morph the Cat. And usually, Donald Fagen, who you may know is one half of the band known as Steely Dan, that includes Walter Becker. Well, you normally, whenever they release something, fans are just culling through everything, trying to figure out what the meaning of the lyrics are. Well, from this album, Morph the Cat, and okay, Morph the Cat sounds a little odd, but it's Donald Fagen. This tune that we just played for you, Bright Nightgown, is really just simply about mortality and refers to W.C. Fields, you know, that Philadelphian who made folk laugh in another era. Well, that was Fields' pet name for the Grim Reaper, the fella in the bright nightgown, referring to the bedtime style wear of the Victorian era. And prior to that, we dug in the stacks just a wee bit. We brought you a contemporary flavor from Sergio Mendez, but we sort of dug in the stacks, I'd say, what would be considered mid-career for Sergio, as he first hit the scene in the mid-60s and had Brazil 66. Well, by the late 70s, he came out again with New Brazil 77. And from that group, we heard a tune simply entitled Life. Yeah, every week at about this time, we take a departure from our earthly cares to check out what's happening in the heavens and beyond. On this week's edition of Stardate, we learn a bit about the jewels that are contained within the Milky Way.
Stardate, February 10th. One of the jewels of the winter Milky Way stands high in the northwest this evening. It's actually two jewels that are quite close together, a pair of star clusters known as the Double Cluster. And they really do represent jewels, the jeweled handle of the Sword of Perseus the Hero. Individually, the clusters are cataloged as NGC 884 and NGC 869. Although they were certainly known to ancient sky watchers, their true nature wasn't discovered until the 18th century, when William Herschel studied them through a telescope. Both clusters are about 7,500 light years away. Quite a few clusters are closer, but not many of them are brighter. That's because both members of the Double Cluster appear to be less than 15 million years old. At such a young age, they still contain some heavy stars, which burn unusually hot and bright. Such stars burn out quickly, though, leaving their parent clusters with less massive stars that shine longer but less brightly. Under dark skies, the Double Cluster is easily visible to the unaided eye, immersed in the feeble glow of the Milky Way. It's a smudge of light above Cassiopeia, whose brightest stars form an outline like a sideways letter M or W. But the clusters really shine when you view them through binoculars, which reveal the individual clusters as well as dozens of their individual stars. Some extra jewels for the hero's sword. Tomorrow, keeping watch on our cosmic neighborhood. Details about subscriptions to our daily Stardate programs are at stardate.org. For the MacDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And from the crew of Apollo 8, we close with good night, good luck, a Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you on the good earth.
I tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen. I tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen. Revolutionizing gospel for the 21st century. Revolutionizing gospel
dynasty
for the 21st
dynasty
century.
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
This.
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
This.
Dynasty.
Now hear this. New row has arrived.
Dynasty.
Asking for your permission. We are simply taking over.
Most in which
Smile right now. That is me, the one.
yeah. From Eleanor Mills and Norman Connors, Wouldn't You Like to See? And prior to that, from the artist known as Prince, his 25th studio album, we brought you Planet Earth. We continue on the other side.
Your classical and jazz station, this is member-supported WRTI 90.1 FM Philadelphia, 91.3 WRTQ Ocean City Atlantic City, 90.7 WRTL Ephrata Lebanon Lancaster, 91.1 WRTY Jackson Township Mount Pocono, 91.7 WJAZ Somerdale Harrisburg, 91.7 WRTX Dover, and 89.3 WRTJ Coatesville. A broadcast service of Temple University, also available in HD.